Since the West Africa Ebola outbreak began in late 2013, there have been more than 28,000 cases and more than 11,000 deaths. A new report describes the difficulties, complexities, and disagreements in treating Ebola patients under what it calls austere conditions. Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have been the hardest-hit countries in the Ebola outbreak. Their health systems were ill-prepared for an epidemic that size and were quickly overwhelmed. The study in the medical journal BMJ Case Reports follows the case of a 33-year-old West African man. His identity has been withheld for privacy reasons. Despite treatment, his condition steadily worsened, and he died after being under care for 17 days. Dr. Paul Dillon is the lead author of the report. It says when there's no chance of recovery, palliative care, or relieving pain, is a vitally important aspect of care of the patient. It says that a good death is now the expected standard of care in the developed world.
That period at the end of life where we know that death is imminent and that we're doing everything we can to ensure that there's no added suffering that we can't palliate.
Dillon worked in Sierra Leone when he was a medical student. Now the Canadian physician is with the Saskatchewan Medical Association's Rural Relief Program. The study says the Ebola case in question illustrates many of the conflicts and ethical issues that can arise when multiple caregivers are providing care in an austere and unique environment, specifically an Ebola treatment center.
It definitely affected the clinicians not only on a medical level, but also on a personal level.
He says the Ebola patients' care involved a mix of cultures.
We had Cubans, Canadians, British, and then Sierra Leonean nationals. All would have been involved in the care. So we had definitely different cultural aspects as well. The Cubans had been there for 6 months, so they had a wealth of clinical knowledge. And then you've got the UK perspective, and you've got the Canadian perspective, and then you also have the Sierra Leoneans who have that kind of cultural nuance that probably we didn't have as much.
The report says making decisions about the Ebola patient was difficult for a number of reasons. It states the multiplicity of providers and the limited space for discussion caused a large degree of discontent through the group of caregivers. It says many were of the mind that treatment was futile, as was lengthening the pain and suffering the patient was undergoing. The report goes on to say that these clinical thoughts were made doubly difficult through the fact that not only were the clinicians dealing with predicting death, but they were also dealing with a new clinical entity, the course of terminal Ebola, with a dearth of literature to guide their decision-making. While in West Africa, Dr. Dillon worked for Save the Children UK. He says lessons were learned in treating the Ebola patient.
I think the importance of really early communication with everyone and then having set goals and actually having a discussion about how we're going to decide when withdrawal of care and provision of palliative care is going to start. We did have our one clinical lead. Everyone kind of, not necessarily fell in line, but everyone kind of said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And you need to have that one person who is the go-to. Just lots and lots of communication, open communication.
The World Health Organization promises any future Ebola outbreak will see a much faster response than the current epidemic received. And with encouraging research for effective Ebola drugs and a vaccine, officials hope any future outbreak will be quickly contained and ended with a minimum loss of life. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.